This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oops. We're starting right now. My bad. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, y'all.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, y'all. Don't touch that dial. We had Dr. Batar on yesterday. We encored him because I was not available. I did 4 lectures yesterday, Dr. Batar. Not meaning to brag or anything, but I did 4 lectures yesterday. And then flew after the weekend conference where I lectured. And then flew back today. And we're doing a live show tonight with you, my friend. Advanced Medicine is on, but my timing is way off. I warned everybody. Tonight, don't expect good timing from me because I'm barely in my body.
Well, you really threw me off when you asked me to actually postpone this by 24 hours, which ended up working out fine. I saw a message that came in yesterday, and it said something about me being on the radio live. And I'm like, wait a second, did I miss it? Did I get confused? I couldn't remember what was going on. So anyway, now it's all straightened out.
It's all making sense. It's all coming together. Well, I want to talk about some of the social media things you put out, because you just put out a beautiful... Just lay it out. I'm not holding back. Not that you ever hold back, but sometimes, you know, you lay it out, and it really charged up the people who have been affected by vaccines, have injured children, autism, all of the things that they know you for. But you just kind of threw it right in a beautiful, just a piece. You had written a response, and then you've done a video since then. But I want to get into this. This will kind of ease us into that, because we had a comment of the day I didn't get to last hour. And it said, this is from Diane, it says, thank you for the work you do. Vaccine aggression is terrifying. And it is frustrating that so many people are willing to dismiss the thousands upon thousands of parents who claim vaccine injury for their children as though they either don't exist or are somehow crazy, or that all tens of thousands of them are only seeking monetary rewards. Hopefully people will continue to wake up and become more humane, Diane. Now, interesting, because she talked about this, and she called it vaccine aggression. Now, we have played audio of Paul Offit admitting that vaccination itself is a violent act, right? Offit, of all people. But this vaccine aggression is not just the act of vaccinating. It's the vaccine, pro-vaccine sycophants. It's the cultists. It's the... You know, undying devotion to the needle and what it represents, that there's such viciousness out there, Dr. Batar. And you've seen some of this in your, you know, lifetime as a doctor when you woke up as well. And even currently this is happening.
Yeah, it's actually interesting how the manifestation of this response occurs. Because, first of all, I believe that a lot of the negative response and a lot of this labeling of as anti-vaxxers and some of these other derogatory comments that are made, these are professional comments. These are professional, I think the term is trolls that are paid.
Trolls, yes, yes. And astroturfers, too. They're often paid to just agitate, to keep back. And really, I believe their goal is certainly to throw people emotionally off, but they're trying to get the fence sitters to come back into the vaccine fold, because they're not going to get anybody that has witnessed their child lost to vaccination to come back. They've lost them. So their best hope is that they can get the people on the fence. That's my perspective or belief on what they're trying to do.
Well, I completely agree with you, Robert. And I think you're right. That's exactly what they're trying to do. What's interesting, though, is let's just talk about that post that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, today's what, the 29th?
Yes.
Okay, so this was posted at on January 26th, and it's now reached 54,000 people. It's had 11,800 and some, I don't know what this means, engagements. But what's interesting, it's been shared 873 times. And I think it probably itself, the emotional response that people had to it. And essentially what happened was I'd made a post about the flu vaccine, something we covered on the radio show a couple of weeks back, maybe a month and a half, 2 months back, and somebody basically attacked me. And as, you know, typically I don't read negative comments. I usually don't read any comments from social media, but for some reason I felt compelled to respond to it. So I was advised by two close people to me, one a staff member, and that I shouldn't really respond. And if I do respond, respond in a polite manner. And I started writing, and I just couldn't, I mean, I don't think it was really rude, but it was pretty direct. Anyway, that's the one, that's the post that we know that has now been shared almost, almost 850 times now. And then that caused more questions to come in and a lot of unbelievable positive response. But there were still one or two absurd comments that were made. And so in response to those comments, that's when I decided, all right, let's put out a couple of videos. So put the first one out.
Yes.
And that's gone viral. And that's basically just talking about the immune response and how the immunoglobulins that are within each human body, the five different types, and basically talking about when they're released. And the one that the fetus depends upon is IgM, which starts to be transferred to the mother at the during the last trimester, basically, and then continues to provide natural immunity for the fetus or for the baby. Now, when the
baby,
born, for the next six, for the next 6 months.
They talk about maternal antibodies, or you know, some kind of and you know, to your point,
it's IgM. It's IgM, and it's a maternal immunoglobulin. That's
exactly
what it is. There's five of them, IgA, IgE, IgD, IgS, and IgM. And IgM was the maternal immunoglobulin.
Dr. Bitar, you know the concept like shooting fish in a barrel? Right. It's like, it's so easy. I mean, when you look at every element, aspect of the modern vaccine, you know, culture, I would call it, but more than that, even their so-called scientific mandates or belief systems surrounding what they're doing, one thing after another, after it's so easy to just crumble their whole foundation. And you brought out number one on the list that at least in the first 6 months, some immunologists have argued it could be 2 years or more before immune maturity occurs, where they can even elicit an antibody response. In other words, these children,
well, actually,
these babies,
Robert, just to be accurate, it's actually some have argued that it takes till the age of 10 to 14 before the immune response is mature. So you said mature. That can be after the first 10 years of life.
Right.
So you're talking about the ability to mount a response versus fully mature. So we're talking about the ability to possibly start a response. And that's at the earliest. I mean, that's the best case scenario, 6 months.
So the whole basis for the entire, get them with the Hep B at day one. Get them at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months, because as we've talked about, they admit it's about training the parents to come in to get vaccines for their kids. It doesn't even work. It can't even work. It's not physically possible based on the immune system immaturity to mount this so-called antibody response to the antigens in a vaccine.
Absolutely. The antigen-antibody reaction cannot occur because the immune system is non-functional and incapable of even identifying the antigen as being formed, leave alone then creating an antibody response to it. So you're absolutely right about that part. But here, it goes worse than that. Because now we're talking about not being able to actually do something beneficial by giving a vaccine. But actually, the introduction of the vaccine now is, instead of just maintaining status quo, we're actually going in the opposite direction now. We're giving immunosuppressives, which are supposed to be there for a preservative, but it's an immunosuppressive. So now we're taking an already fragile and compromised immune system because of just the developmental aspect, and we're now further negating it by putting immunosuppressives on board. Now, if that's not enough, now we add additional garbage in there and call it an adjuvant to say we want to stimulate the immune response. We want to hyper-attenuate the response. We want to accentuate the response. But what are you accentuating the response for? It's like saying that I need to make my car faster, but you don't even have a car. You got to get a car to make it faster.
Yeah, that's a brilliant analogy. That's a beautiful image right there. So right from the get-go, from the word go, we could stop there, right? What are these vaccinologists doing, vaccinating in the first 6 months of life? What are they expecting to occur? This is not, you know, they have a religious cult-like belief in their mantras, in their a sacrament, this needle, and what's in it. Yet it can't physically produce what the whole vaccine paradigm is supposed to be producing, at least in the first 6 months. So what are they doing?
This is interesting. You talked about the cult-like mentality. So they would be the vaccine manufacturers, the vaccine protagonists, the doctors that are talking about the research, which most of them have a conflict of interest because of the patents they own or whatever. But if you start looking at it from a cult mentality, they're like the cult leaders, right? They're the ones that saying, give us 90% of your revenue, and it's okay for us to have sex with your wives, and, you know, it's okay to do whatever. Just, I don't know what cult to do, but I was assuming something, you know, okay, eccentric like that. So they're actually propagating it, and then the rest of the world, of the ones that they can, you know, you've always got the extremists. Not everybody, most people, the vast majority of people see the cult, and they separate themselves from those, you know, people and stay away from them. But there's always those that are weak-minded that fall in as, they basically fall victim to the cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
So the
right.
people that are out there that are attacking us that actually have their real name, they're the cultist followers. That's basically what it comes down to, because they're no longer able to discern logical, sequential thought. They are mm-hmm. they're following a religiosity aspect, just like the dogma. So I don't really fault them for it. I just kind of humor it. I find it entertaining. And I've actually said that, you know, we talked about, I actually quoted you in that article, because I said, you know, as my friend and co-host likes to say for Advanced Medicine Medicine, you can't fix stupid. That's really what it comes down to. You really can't fix stupid.
Well, and you know, I talk about also one of their arguments is consensus. Well, the majority of scientists, the majority of the doctors, since when is science a democracy, by the way? And then I point out, you know, if you think consensus science is all that it's cracked up to be, hashtag Copernicus, hashtag Semmelweis,
Galileo,
hashtag Galileo. Come on, just start there, and you can find example after example after example of everybody believed one thing, then one rogue doctor pointed something out that nobody wanted to hear, everybody fought against, and then eventually it's accepted as common fact. And they forget that doctors used to not wash their hands after they cut on the cadavers and delivered babies and wondered why these babies and moms were dying of sepsis.
Yep, you're exactly right. I mean, Semmelweis was considered to be a crazy nut, heretic, et cetera, et cetera. Now, every person on the planet that's involved with healthcare in whatever fashion, you know, whether you're a surgeon or you're a paramedic or whatever it is in between, nobody considers it normal. In fact, it would be considered malpractice to walk into an exam room after doing a procedure or something and not having washed your hands. And yet,
right.
this man, 200 and some years ago, whatever it was, not even 200 years ago, was, you know, died in an insane asylum where he was pushed by his own family and by the community.
Don't go insane like Semmelweis. We're up on a break. The bumper's not playing, but I hear it in my head. We're going to take a break. We've got more advanced medicine coming up with Dr. Rasha Bittar. We'll also pick apart some of these crazy pro-vaccine arguments even more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best edpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar. We got the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up. Big time in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California, Memorial Day weekend, the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. We'll see y'all there visiting. I know I'm going to see a lot of my good friends in Southern California. So y'all get your tickets. We've got links to it. Super Don's got it in the notes at robertscavell.com. You can also go to advancedmedicine.com. And, this is interesting. We're just talking about all the things that are so easy to pick apart regarding vaccines. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. The Arizona congressman, lawmaker there, Republican, what's his name here? This guy is going to be called the ultimate anti-vaxxer. Did you know what he did? He's proposed a bill that would mandate the listing and revealing all ingredients, all known side effects and the chemicals in the vaccines before children are vaccinated. Senator Paul Boyer, Republican from Phoenix. All he wants is transparency. Tell everybody what's in them, tell what can happen, and they're going to attack him viciously. You know that's coming.
It's no different than any other product, right? You have a disclaimer on a cigarette carton. You have the ingredients on a bottle of juice. You have food products, everything else that have all the facts, the supplemental facts. The supplements have to have all these facts. Why can't we have the same requirement for pharmaceuticals? Oh, well, we do. We have that in the drug inserts. Well, in the drug inserts that are written in microscopic language and that are you have language that only a professional would understand, it doesn't explain everything. And it's just they need to have this transparency. Like is it a senator or is it a congressman?
Well, it's a state a lawmaker. So I guess a congressman or senator in Arizona. But this is, again, a state issue. And I like that this is happening on the state level, because good luck trying to make that on the federal level where they are completely bought lock, stock, and barrel by Big Pharma. And, you know, what is wrong with revealing what's in a vaccine and, of course, the known side effects in a way that's not microscopically printed? That's right up in your face to say, these are all the things that could happen. Now you get to make a more fully informed decision about what goes into your child, because they don't want you to know. Because the moment you do know, more and more of you will be asking the questions we've been asking for many years and coming to the same conclusion, that the way they run the vaccine paradigm is stupid.
It's more than stupid, too, the way they organize it and the way they attack people. So it's interesting.
It's criminal at that level.
The comment that, right. In fact, that's one of the things, the comment that was made that I responded to was that somebody had said something about the measles outbreak and, you know, it's criminal what you're doing. It should be handled in a criminal way. So they basically accused me of being a criminal for pointing out to people about the vaccine, that they should know about the vaccine safety issues. And what was really interesting for that comment, that's why I said thank you for waking me up, and I will respond in the videos. And of course, that's the post that went viral. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that some of the people that started coming out of the woodwork that I have not heard from in 10, 15 years, patients of mine, and it's just really hard for me. In fact, while we're sitting here, right, live broadcast, there's a message from Ahmed. He said, thank you for your medical expertise. My son took your treatments for autism 9 years ago. Amazing results. You would never know today if you met him. So, Ahmed, thank you for making that comment. But he just made that comment. And pretty much every time I have done a video or a post in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and had hundreds of comments coming in, I've had dozens of patients that I haven't heard from in 10, 15 years. In fact, I had one lady that sent me a picture of her son who I treated when he was 4 years old. He's now 17. He's got his own business, a lawn care business that has gotten so busy, he's hired three other people. So, I mean, it's just really nice. And he's getting ready to start, he's in his last year of high school. But it's really heartwarming to a point I can't even express adequately in words when you see people coming to respond back to these naysayers. And before I've even had a chance to comment, so it's, in fact, this woman had said something about peddling your ineffective cures. And before I could say anything, there were other people that had started responding about their...
Who had been through the program and have recovered their children. Exactly. You're not going to win them back. Those bad guys are not going to win them back. I think they might know that, but if they can ostracize us, if they can make us so scary to those people who are not with us, they could perhaps pass draconian laws like in California where they mandate vaccines without exemption, or criminalize not vaccinating because of a measles epidemic, even though the measles vaccine doesn't work, nor would you want it to work, because it is healthier for children to get a measles infection, gain natural immunity, and then be, well, stronger in adulthood to not succumb to certain cancers, autoimmune diseases, allergies, you name it, the benefits of actually acquiring these infections as a child. I am applauding the measles outbreaks. I want more of them. I wonder if they're going to throw me off the air now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns?
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to seven counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The fun doesn't end on the commercial breaks. It's just beginning. Y'all listening on radio, come back and listen and watch on YouTube. The Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as Dr. Batar, is blasting out through his Facebook Live as well. So we have a lot of opportunities for you to listen and share the information. And if you really appreciate it, and I know a lot of you do, you tell us, you tell Dr. Batar, don't be shy about sharing the information. This is what they're trying to suppress you from doing. This is the censorship protocols, whether it be in the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media, the social media, the YouTubes, the chat, all of these things. You've got to do an end around it by helping your friends, families, neighbors through sharing this. So we'd ask you to do that as well. Dr. Batar, man, this is some intense times we are in, and I'm loving it overall because I think, by coming through these so-called trials of fire, we are strengthened by them, not weakened. And, yes, there are some people.
Right, Robert.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was just...
carry on with that thought, because I want to go into the half of the doctors considering leaving medicine, and I think it plays right into this subject matter as well.
Okay, well, I just want to, first of all, say that you're absolutely right. What doesn't kill you serves to make you stronger. So that's an important part for us all to remember. The second thing is that is directly, that statement directly implies towards the vaccine aspect. It's designed to strengthen us, right? So your mm-hmm. comment during the break that you start making that those people are going to that are going to say, well, if you're against vaccines, then you're for disease. So can you go ahead and make that comment again so that the rest of the audience can hear this? Because
right.
I want to actually negate what you're saying. So make the mm-hmm. statement that I want to show you something. I want
yeah.
To-
so over the years of talking about vaccines the way we do, it's a straw man argument, of course, but they'll do it. They'll say, oh, so you don't like vaccines, and you must be for disease and children dying and on. So, you know, you never get a word in beyond that to explain the entire paradigm that is totally different in a world without vaccines. So go.
Well, and you were saying that it's – and then the part that I wanted to negate was then you started to explain, but it's not that we're against vaccines. It's not what we're for disease, et cetera, et cetera. My point was to stop right there. Why are you defending and saying it's not that we're not for disease? We need to stop and start saying, gee, it's a different angle. Mm-hmm. Instead of looking at the glass as being half empty, and
yeah.
trying to defend it, I'm saying it's more than half full. And instead of saying, well, no, we're not for pro-disease, we need to say we are anti-poison. That's what we're trying to do. To say that we're pro-disease because we're anti-vaccine, it's like forgetting that we're saying we're anti-poison. That's the issue. It's anti-poison.
Right.
We are for disease. That's the reason we are against vaccination, because
right.
the current way, the way it's done, with the ingredients that are in it, they are poisonous to the system.
And how crazy is this? If the world is upside down, inside out, because we're actually put on the defensive, and we shouldn't be, to your point, Dr. Bichar.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what
you know,
don't be on the defensive. We should be on the offensive. So go ahead.
The pro-vaccinators are for poisoning children. They're for intoxicating right. children. They don't understand or don't care to understand how the immune system actually works, which we revealed earlier, and Dr. Bichar has let loose on that. That's what went viral in social media as well. So why are half of the doctors out there considering leaving medicine? I go back to my uncle, the medical doctor, God rest his soul, telling me when I was a teenager, don't become a doctor. He knew I wanted to be since I was a little baby, basically. I want to be a healer. But the only model I had was allopathic medicine. Years later, I would find homeopathy and things. But half of the docs that are now there are going, I don't think I like this. This is not what I thought I was going in for.
Well, this is interesting, Robert, because this ties into the last topic, but from a different perspective. So before we dive into this, I would like mm-hmm. to ask you a question. Now, you're a very evolved and conscious person. When I made that statement and you changed it and you start, I heard a difference in your voice.
Mm.
And I would invite anybody that's listening to us on Facebook or YouTube, tell me if you also noticed a difference in Robert's voice. Send a comment. Now you tell me, Robert, yourself, did you feel a difference in your own power as soon as we changed the focus? We're being defensive.
Yes,
anti-disease.
Absolutely. Right. That's the point. You take it, turn it back on them, and you know you're in the righteous position. Then, you know, we talk about this. People will ask you and they'll ask me, aren't you afraid, Dr. Bichar? Aren't you afraid, Robert? You're speaking out. And I'm like, no. I just say, you got to go with God. That's it. You got to know that we got a back that's way bigger than theirs. And,
that's
you know,
right.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah. So it changes it when you're there in that posture. That is very true. And that vocal mannerisms, if you will, or the strength that comes from your voice comes because you've adopted that. You're no longer, as you say, on the defensive. You are walking in righteousness.
That's right. Because when you're in righteousness and you understand that, you know that you're willing to walk into that fire. And that was what I noticed in your voice. And I noticed that in patients, too, sometimes when they're talking and you help them to just, it's a slight switch. But the entire energetic changes. So now we come to this particular topic of why doctors are leaving medicine. And I believe that's why, because they're put on the defensive. They went into medicine to help people. They're constantly put on the defensive. They have to fight the medical boards and the insurance companies, and they have to do things that inherently, intuitively, they don't feel right, right? Their bodies are rejecting it. It's the body knows. The mind, conscious mind may not know, but your subconscious mind, your superconscious mind, your unconscious mind does know, and it manifests that energetic when there's a internal conflict between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, it's going to result in pathology. And that's what's happened. So that's why half the medical profession wants to exit, because I believe they are in a constant state of conflict, whether it's a conscious conflict or a subconscious conflict or unconscious conflict, I don't know. But I believe that's why when you look at most doctors, they look depressed. They look sad. I was on a plane the other couple of months back, and I was sitting next to this guy, and we started talking. And about halfway through the flight, we asked each other what our professions are. And so when I told him I was a doctor, he like pushed back. He was like shocked. And I said, well, why are you surprised? He said, I have a lot of friends that are doctors. I have three family members that are doctors. My neighbors are all doctors. He goes, but you don't come across as a doctor. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, you're too happy to be a doctor. Because everybody that knows a doctor is miserable.
Very, very astute observation. My goodness. Wow. That says a lot.
So I think that when you live in truth, you're going to be happier. Even though circumstances may be difficult and you may get attacked and this and that, you inherently feel good. I feel good about when I meet my maker. I feel good. I look forward to that day. And I think that's the truth. And whatever we're doing as a profession, personally in life, whatever, in whatever manner it is, we know what's right. We know what's wrong. And as long as, and your definition or my definition, somebody else's definition of right and wrong may be different, but as long as we follow our definition of what's right and true, we honor that and we live in integrity, we have nothing to worry about. And I think that's the reason the doctors want to leave the profession, because they're not living in integrity. They know, even if they consciously aren't aware of why they want to leave or what the internal conflict is, they want to leave because they're not happy. And if they're not happy, then why are they not happy? Because they're having to live in a state of constant falsehood.
Right. Well, and by the way, folks, I want to, you know, bring it back to that bigger picture. I've called for a separation of medicine and state. Many years ago, I did this. And part of the problem, and it's a significant part, some might say the root of it, but, I mean, it goes back to fundamental philosophy, too. We go back into that realm and spirituality, because that's what's been lost in allopathic medicine. When it became a biomechanical, you know, you're a machine and that's it, right? And it's a brilliant machine, the human body, but without the spirit flowing through it, the vital force, it's just a lump of clay, so to speak. So we look at modern medicine as it exists today from Flexner Report forward, and obviously there are things that went before that, and we recognize it's a dominant paradigm to enslave people chemically, to control them. Even though there are good doctors within it, there are doctors that go into it for the right reasons, they find themselves trapped in a system that is not conducive to why they got in it in the first place. Again, you talk about the schism, if you will, in their psyche. If it's unconscious, it could be unconscious. But when it becomes conscious, then they go, you know what, I think I need to leave because I can't do this anymore in good conscience.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And that's exactly why people, when they are in that type of a state for a long period of time, it's either going to be that they awaken and they evolve and they move forward from the chaos that's been created, but that's an evolutionary process, or they choose to stay, not evolve, and they create more conflict, and that's where pathology sets in, depression, and then they want to run to another profession, another place, whatever it is. So you can't, you know, happiness is within ourselves. And one of the easiest ways to find that happiness is to live in truth.
Yeah. And you know, the struggle, and we can define it as a struggle. I mean, you can put it in terms that work for you. It, as we said earlier, it's designed to make you stronger, you know, refine your understanding of the life, the principles of life itself. That's why we're here. So it's a world without conflict would be more like heaven. You've already done it. You don't need the conflict anymore. We're here because we need to learn stuff. And this is part of the way we do it. It's not always pleasant, not always fun. We look back at, you know, Dr. Batari, you've been through some intense experience. That's an understatement, as have I. And I look back and I said, I wouldn't be who I am today without it. As I talked about the ailments and diseases I suffered from, it's like you could have said, well, God is punishing me. Really? No, I think it was a great gift that I was allowed to screw up so royally. My parents were allowed to screw up, and I don't say this with angst or anger at all, that they allowed me to experience what I needed to know to learn so that I could help others in the way that I love to, that lights, you know, that fire in my heart. It makes me so happy.
Well, and that's exactly where all of us should be, and we should understand that those experiences, in fact, I was just writing about that today for the conflict book, the experiences that we have today and that we've had in the past and that we're going to have in the future, we as human beings tend to pass a judgment that those experiences were good or those experiences were bad. And that's where the problem lies, that all experiences, they're not good and they're not bad. They're just experiences, and we have to learn from that experience. It came to us for a reason. And if we can embrace that reason and try to get the message, receive the message that came to, that was being presented to us, mm-hmm. without passing judgment, without adding a good or bad component to it, we're going to be so much better off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an amen moment, my friends. This is why we love to do advanced medicine together. Because we script it right down to the very letter of every word. No, obviously, we show up, and this is what flows. And I hope you all enjoy. I know you do. I enjoy it as much as Dr. Batara does. And coming together, whether it's on a Monday, Tuesday, or any day of the week, it's great. And we have the big Advanced Medicine Conference. If this doesn't entice you to want to come and join us, including Bruce Lipton, cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, and others that will be with us, I don't know what will. Find a way, Memorial Day, to make it to Los Angeles area. Come to Pasadena. Sign up now. Take advantage of the early bird discounts, as long as they're available. And, you know, we'll see you there. It's going to be very uplifting.
And the energy of all of us collectively, you know, of a few thousand people collectively, you cannot reproduce that. It's something that's unique, and I hope you come and enjoy it and experience it.
All right, when we go into the final segment of Advanced Medicine today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Parkinson's, a mainstream medical group talking about it in ways we haven't heard before, and we'll bring that up. If we have time, there's also a cure for cancer coming out of Israel, apparently related to peptides. But the stories are there, even if we don't cover them. The links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and advancedmedicine.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own own boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, so you won't ever forget. We don't want you to have neurological degradation diseases manifest in your body. We've talked about it over the years, and there are pathways that lead to it. Inevitably, there are pathways that, you know, put you on a different course in life, and you don't have to manifest it, even if they say it's in your genes, right? You may have predispositions for things. We talk about in homeopathy's miasms. But what about neurological degradation diseases? How about Parkinson's? Medical Express is covering a story. It says emerging evidence of an impending Parkinson's disease pandemic identified. And some of it's kind of basic. They say aging. Oh, it's all about aging. Because you're going to get old, you're going to get something. That's the argument. Now, we've pointed out that historically that's not necessarily true. In fact, people that live healthy lifestyles, vital lifestyles, eating clean food, drinking clean water and clean air and working up to the day they die, pretty much 2-3 days, and then they die a natural death. They said, I've done it. I'm done. But this is not the way we see our Western world working. We decay slowly, disease manifests, creeps up on us, and just kind of starts breaking us down. And that's become an accepted thing called aging. Now, in this article, it was interesting. They also said one of the reasons this neurological issue is coming up is because more people have stopped smoking. That's interesting. What? They've stopped smoking? Yeah, now they're living longer, so there's going to be more, again, age-related neurological degradation. But the final thing here, Dr. Batar, that I want you to comment on is stunning. It's shocking. They recognize the effects of industrialization, pesticides, solvents, and heavy metals. My gosh, who's going to shut this down?
And this was published already in a peer-reviewed journal?
Yep, in the Journal of Parkinson's Disease.
Well, it's about time that this type of stuff became more mainstream. It was interesting that during President Obama's administration, the 2010 Presidential Cancer Report, 246 pages, I believe it was, that's really what the conclusion was, that it was, that cancer is an environmental toxic issue that hasn't been addressed. Mm. And so they are pockets of people that are becoming more and more aware. And this comes back to what we talk about, the expression of the genome, right?
Yes.
Dr. Lipton and his work with epigenetics. So very simply, we have 20,000 genes. We have 100,000 proteins. If truly the genes dictated our, if we were the victims of our genes, then there would be 100,000 genes dictating 100,000 proteins, but that's not the case. What is causing the genes to express in different proteins? Well, it's the environmental signal. So these toxins and the pesticides and the heavy metals and all the stuff that we're talking about, the external environmental aspect that affects our body is actually impacting expression of our genetic code and then allowing it to manifest and produce or manifest the protein that's desired based upon that environmental trigger. So we have to understand that if we want to have the best outcome of what we were designed or how we were designed, we need to control that environmental trigger that's impacting our genes that's causing the protein to express in a certain manner. It's a very, very simple concept, and yet it's so profound and has been completely ignored by medicine. And this is why I believe that Dr. Lipton is going to be remembered in the future, like a Semmelweis or a Galileo, because the impact of that information is so critical to understanding how to reverse pathology, chronic disease.
Yes. By the way, the link in the show notes today, robertscottbell.com, you'll see Advanced Medicine Conference. It'll take you to it. I'll be there. Of course, Dr. Pitar will be there. Dr. Bruce Lipton. Dale Bigtree is scheduled. I've got other folks that are going to be presenting, including our buddy Ty Bollinger, Dr. Patrick Quinlan, Nia Peoples, Dr. Robin Bernhoff. I'm seeing it's going to be an amazing lineup. What a uplifting and a rocking weekend it will be, that Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California.
And, Robert, the best part about it is that every one of these people, they are a conscious, evolved individuals, with the exception of you and me, that's
yes,
all
yes.
conscious and
yeah,
all
exactly.
involved.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
you know, we had to be the token people that weren't
right.
you know, in that state, but they were picked because of their consciousness.
We're bringing up the unconscious rear.
Yeah. No, we need to be off the air before we start talking about that type of stuff.
Uh-oh, yeah, getting dangerous. Anyway, hey, listen, an extra day to prepare for advanced medicine, and it was all right. I think we did okay.
Yeah, I think it wasn't that bad, yeah.
Considering I'm like a...
I didn't even look at the topic still. I think Don didn't send it to me until 15 minutes before the show, so...
The walking sleep that I am right now, and my son is... He liked the bringing up the unconscious rear. We're going to get teenage jokes now coming out. I can hear it. Right, no, he's... All right, politically incorrect as they can be. Hey, Super Don, thanks for making it sound so good. Eric, thanks on the board there. Archives available through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube, as well as the Facebook Live presentation from Dr. Rashid Pitar in Advanced Medicine. Also, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. We'll be back next week for some more Advanced Medicine, but please plan ahead. Memorial Day weekend, we want to see you in Los Angeles with us. Dr. Pitar, let them know what they need to know, because we got to go.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.